Okay, boys and girls, all you school children that are following my trip, it's time for a lesson on Mount Everest. So get out your pencils and paper. And I'm warning you that when I get home in June, there will be a quiz on this lesson. So here we go. Listen up, take notes. Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world. It was born 65 million years ago. 65 million years, and it is still one of the youngest mountains in the world. So see, young things, like young people, can be great and strong and powerful and majestic. So next time your parents scold you, tell them that Uncle Bill said, "I am young and powerful and majestic and strong." So it was born 65 million years ago. It was born at the bottom of an ocean, the Tetris Ocean, which no longer exists since Everest was born. The Tetris Ocean was replaced by lakes, pure saltwater lakes that exist now in India and China. But Everest rose out of the Tetris Ocean. The summit of Everest is made up of prehistoric sandstone from the bottom of the Tetris Ocean. That ocean existed over 450 million years ago. Everest has had many, many different names over the years. It started with the name Peak 15 because they didn't know what name to give it, so they gave it the next name in order, or the next number in order of mountains that had been discovered. And that number was 15, so they originally called it Peak 15. It was later given the name Mount Everest after George Everest, the British Surveyor General in India. It is called different names, however, by different countries. So, for example, it is called Chomolungma in Tibet, which means Goddess Mother of the Earth. In Nepal, it's called Sagarmatha. In India, it's called Dedungma. And in China, it's called Suzumna. You can remember that for the quiz I'm going to give you. Now, let's see. The average temperature on the summit of Mount Everest in the summer is minus 2 degrees Fahrenheit. In the winter, it's minus 33 degrees Fahrenheit. When the wind blows and you get the wind chill, the average temperature on the summit of Mount Everest is minus 76 degrees Fahrenheit in the summer, and minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit in the winter. Mount Everest straddles two countries. On its south flank is the country of Nepal, and on its north flank is the country of Tibet, which is part of China. There have been 2,331 ascents of Mount Everest from the north side in Tibet, and 139 deaths, that's as of 2013. And on the south side, there have been 3,877 summits of Mount Everest, including my own in 2009, and 112 deaths as of 2013. The highest summit winds ever recorded on Mount Everest was 200 miles per hour. Imagine that, 200 miles per hour. All right, let's see. The percentage of oxygen in the atmosphere at sea level, where most of you live, is 100%. The percentage of oxygen in the atmosphere at the summit of Mount Everest is 33%. Mount Everest is still growing, getting taller about 4 to 6 millimeters per year. Finally, just so you know this, if you want to boil an egg and the temperature is minus 10 degrees centigrade, it takes about 9 minutes and 45 seconds. At the summit of Everest, it will take you 21 minutes and 20 seconds to boil an egg. So that's your lesson for today. And when I get back in June, we will have a pop quiz. Goodbye.